Further conversation of a personal nature was prevented by the entrance of Sola, who was much agitated and wholly unlike her usual calm and possessed self.
"That horrible Sarkoja has been before Tarhaja's," she cried, "and from what I heard upon the plaza, there is little hope for either of you."
"What do they say?" inquired Deja Thoras.
"That you will be thrown to the wild Kalats in the great arena as soon as the hordes have assembled for the yearly games."
"Sola," I said, "you are a Tharg, but you hate and loathe the customs of your people as much as we do. Will you not accompany us in one supreme effort to escape? I am sure that Deja Thoras can offer you a home and protection among her people, and your fate can be no worse among them than it must ever be here."
"Yes," cried Deja Thoras, "come with us, Sola. You will be better off among the red men of Helium than you are here, and I can promise you not only a home with us, but the love and affection your nature craves, and which must always be denied you by the customs of your own race. Come with us, Sola. We might go without you, but your fate would be terrible if they thought you had connived to aid us. I know that even that fear would not tempt you to interfere in our escape, but we want you with us. We want you to come to a land of sunshine and happiness, amongst a people who know the meaning of love, of sympathy, and of gratitude. Say that you will, Sola. Tell me that you will."
"The great waterway which leads to Helium is but 50 miles to the south," murmured Sola, half to herself. "A swift thought might make it in 3 hours, and then to Helium it is 500 miles, most of the way through thinly settled districts. They would know, and they would follow us. We might hide among the great trees for a time, but the chances are small indeed for escape. They would follow us to the very gates of Helium, and they would take toll of life at every step. You do not know them."
"Is there no other way we might reach Helium?" I asked. "Can you not draw me a rough map of the country we must traverse, Deja Thoras?"
"Yes,"
she replied, and taking a great diamond from her hair, she drew upon the marble floor the first map of Barsoomian territory I had ever seen. It was crisscrossed in every direction with long straight lines, sometimes running parallel and sometimes converging toward some great circle. The lines, she said, were waterways, the circles cities, and one far to the northwest of us she pointed out as Helium. There were other cities closer, but she said she feared to enter many of them, as they were not all friendly toward Helium. Finally, after studying the map carefully in the moonlight, which now flooded the room, I pointed out a waterway far to the north of us, which also seemed to lead to Helium.